Hello.
Yeah, is this peak performance?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Is it JC? Is that correct? Did I say it right?
Jace,
gotcha. I'm sure I'm not the only one that's done that. My company had talked to you, Jace, last year, actually. It's been a while. You guys were first kind of getting set up with Angie's. I work for a company called Local Splash. We help people get on Google and get their, you know, exposure on there. And at the time, you guys were just getting on Angie's and what have you. So just wanted to kind of get back in your ear, kind of see how that's going and see what you guys' thoughts are about getting Google going this year.
Good. I mean, we have a Google account. We have a business profile.
Okay.
But I'm always open to other lead revenue sources.
Yeah.
Just doing
insulation though, correct?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. So have you typed in insulation company in your area? And Sycamore, right? So you're out of Sycamore. I mean, obviously having a Google business profile does help. I do see that you guys are on Google. Haven't got any reviews yet, huh?
We have like nine. We have like nine.
Peak performance.
We had some weird glitch with Google.
Another Google business profile. Okay,
yeah.
So there's two profiles, is that what you're saying? Because I see one that has none, right? And so you must have another one, huh? Oh, there it is. It's eight. Yeah, here's the other one. Peak Performance Insulation. And then you have another one, Peak Performance Insulation LLC. Yeah, we definitely should get rid of that other one. Okay. Because what's funny is the one that you don't have any reviews, that one is ranking better than the one that you have eight reviews on. Isn't that crazy? At least how Google's showing it. But, yeah, I mean, what we do is we obviously help your ranking. We help you guys get exposure and obviously get phone calls, right? So there's two ways we do that. We help you obviously rank better in the Sycamore area. And then if somebody doesn't call you guys off of Google, we would actually run another ad. It's called a retargeting ad. So let's say somebody in the area types in an insulation keyword. They see you on Google, but they don't call you. Anytime that they log on to Facebook, Jace, they would basically see an ad from Peak Performance motivating them to call you as well.
Okay.
So we do those two type of things for Google. I mean, obviously, I can help you with pay-per-click ads and whatnot, but my basic package is pretty much what everybody starts with, especially my insulation guys, because I got insulation guys all over. And it's very, very effective because it's going to focus on a couple things. First, it's going to focus on, like I said, expanding your exposure on Google, right, getting you on that first page. So when people do in the Sycamore and the surrounding areas do search for you, you guys are coming up consistently on that first page. Secondly, if they don't see you, like I said, if they don't call you, that Facebook retargeting ad will come in, you know, handy so that they're calling you off of Facebook in addition to Google, right? So we want to just like keep in, getting back in front of them. But that basic package right now, Jace runs like $2.99 a month on that one.
Okay.
And then, like I said, that will obviously help, you know, benefit your business to move to the next level.
Okay.
Want to give it a try?
If you want to email me about that, I don't make full decisions. I'm the managing partner, but I don't make any decisions.
Gotcha. Totally.
Managing partner.
Yeah, I know. Definitely, it's been a while since we've talked to you, and completely understand. I still have your email as peakperformanceinsulation@gmail. Is that still your best email?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And Jace, it's still J-A-S-E, correct?
C-E.
C-E. Okay, well, that obviously helps as well. So that's why I was like wondering how you say that. Okay, now that's easier to say. All right. So yeah, I'll go ahead and email this over to you. Okay. And this is going to be coming from Matt Evans. And then let's do this. Why don't we schedule another call? That'll give you some time to go through my email. I'm pulling up my calendar for you. Like, what's kind of your schedule looking like?
We're busy the next few days. I likely have some time on Tuesday.
Okay. Tuesday sounds good. Let's see here. You're in Illinois. Okay, so.
Sorry, not Tuesday. Next Thursday.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say Tuesday. I'm pretty slammed. Thursday is a little more open for me. Okay, so I could do like 11 a.m. your time on Tuesday. I could do...
Tuesday or Thursday?
Thursday, sorry. I could do 11 a.m. Thursday.
That works.
That work? You mean more afternoon. I could also do... I could do like a 2:30 your time on Thursday as well. Jace, you still with me?
Yeah, still here. Works for me.
Yeah.
So Thursday would be the best fit.
Which time?
11.
Okay, perfect. Gotcha. Let's do that. I'm going to put you down right now before I forget. Call with Matt and Jace. Google Marketing. Perfect. We also have a really cool tool as well that will help you guys get the 5-star reviews so we can really crank those up too. You know, but I'll break everything down in the email. I'm sure you're going to have more questions, but we'll definitely pick that up on Thursday next week. And you can definitely go through it. But yeah, I'm going to send this for you now. Okay, perfect. Yep, I'll go ahead and talk to you next week on Thursday. I don't know what you need to do to, like, remind yourself because I know a lot's going to happen between, you know, now and then. So maybe set yourself a phone reminder, and then we'll definitely talk more next week, okay, about it and see if this is going to be a good fit for you guys' business. Okay?
Great. That sounds good.
Thanks for your time. You have a great rest of your day, Jace.
Appreciate it. You too.
All right. All right. Bye-bye.